Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Kedushin Daf Yudalet. We are on the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Beis, two lines from the very bottom. So the Mishnah says that how does one acquire a Yavama whose husband passed away without any children? So his brother will now approach the Almana, the widow, and do Yivam, spending time with her as a married couple. That accomplishes the Kinyan. Asks the Gemara, B'biya Minolan, how do we know that Biya in fact accomplishes Yivam? Amakro, the Pasuk says, Yavama Yavoy, Aleha Ulukacha, Loyli Isha, says Rashi on the first line on top, Kilaymar, Biya Sahin Likuchea. From this very pasuk, Yavama Yavoy, Aleha Ulukacha, Loyli Isha, we learn that how does she become his wife? Through Yavoy, Aleha, through Biya. Asks the Gemara, okay, maybe that's one option, one out of three, perhaps. Ve'ema lekula milsa kiisha. Look, the pasuk says, lekacha loyli isha. Perhaps we treat her as any wife. So perhaps kesef or a shtar can do the trick as well. As answers the Gemara loysakadaitach, you can't suggest, you cannot propose that kesef and shtar will work. The sanya, because listen to this brisa. Yochel yihu kesef or shtar goyim rimba. Perhaps yes, kesef and shtar can actually accomplish a yibam with this isha, kederach she'abia gemeres, but just like bia accomplishes a full yibam, Talmud Leima, the pasuk says like this. That same pasuk, yivama yavoy aleha ulekacha leil isha, and then there's one more word, v'yibma, which seems to be an extra word, repeating itself, right? Yivama yavoy aleha, and then again v'yibma. That teaches us that Bia Gemeres Ba, Vein Kesef Vishtar Gaimrim Ba, only Bia can do the Yibam as opposed to Kesef and Shtar. Asks the Gemara, well, you're concerned about the repetition, right? Veima, perhaps we can say, my Vyibma, why does the Pasuk repeat and say Vyibma? To teach us that when Bia is done, even Baal Karcha without her consent, it makes the Yibam. The Baal Karcha Meyabim. He doesn't need her consent for the Yibam. She's obligated to do so. She's bound to do so on account of her commitment to her departed husband to perpetuate his memory, to continue his family. So she's bound to it by the very fact that she was married to him. This is merely a continuation, so to speak, of that marriage. So bottom line is, the Yibam will tell us Baal Karcha and not anything to do with whether Kesef and Shtar can do the trick. Answers the Gemara. So perhaps it means Baal Karcha Miyabim? Yeah, Imkain, because if the point of the Pasuk is just to tell us that that Bia is the only means of accomplishing Yibam, if only for that, Imkein Lemakra V'Yivim, then the Pasuk on the second time would say, instead of V'Yibma, V'Yibim, which teaches us, strictly Bia, my V'Yibma, what's the extra hey about? That teaches us Baal Karcha as well, Shamas Min Atarti, we learn everything from that Pasuk, from that word. So bottom line is, the Pasuk which says Yivama, Yava Yaleo, L'Kacha Leli Isha, and then says, V'yibma teaches us, A, Bia can make Yibam. Only Bia can make Yibam. And even Baal Karcha. How does she gain her independence, so to speak? How does she become mutter to marry anybody? One of two ways. Either Chalitza, which entails her removing this brother's shoe and spitting in his face, all that in front of his face, all that has been discussed in Yavamis, or if the Yavam passes away, b'chalitza minolan, how do we know that makes her mutter? Now Rashi explains, although you would make the chalitza, but perhaps it's a mitzvah required. It's part of the process, but it doesn't necessarily allow it to go marry anybody. Maybe she's still limited in her ability to remarry. She's restricted in that sense. Minolan dechsev nikrosh moi bi yisroel beitz chalutza nal. This is in the parasha of Yibam. It says, V'nikr shmoi b'Yisrael beis. Rashi explains, it's a drasha that through chalitza, she can now enter any other family, become part of a bias neman b'Yisrael. Kiven shechalat banal, this makes heter hutra l'chal Yisrael. Hai Yisrael achi do asa? Who says the pasuk is coming for that? Hai mi baylei, look at the tani of Shmuel bar Yehuda. Perhaps the word b'Yisrael, which by the way Rashi says, so that's the kasha, right? So who says b'Yisrael is coming for this? Perhaps it's coming for the other halacha. B'Yisrael, b'bezn shel Yisrael. V'loy b'bezn shel, and they changed the gear, to b'bezn shel gerim. The bezn, who is applying the chalitza process, they must be a bezn of original Yisrael, but not bezn of converts. So perhaps the pasuk is for that, and only for that. The answer is Trei b'Yisrael k'sivi. It says Yisrael twice. It says v'nikra shmoi b'Yisrael, and says again l'hokim l'achiv shem b'Yisrael. One is to tell you this, and one to tell you that. Ask the Gemara about Kati, miboyeli, look at this sanya. But we require b'Yisrael for something else as well. Amar Rabbi Yehuda pamachas ayunu yoshvim l'fnei Rabbi Tarfon. We were once sitting in front of Rabbi Tarfon. And Yivama showed up for chalitz. And he called out to all of us, Anu kulchem b'imru, all of you, call out and announce, as we're doing the chalitza. Chalutz anal. We all have to make that announcement when they do the chalitza, or after they do chalitza. So bottom line is, we need a pasuk for that. Answers the Gemara, Hahu mevinikra shmoi nafka. To teach us that, the pasuk could simply say, V'nikra Shmoi, why be Yisrael? Oh, that's coming to teach us the other halacha as well, that she's mutter to marry anybody after the chalitza. Likewise, if the Yavam passes away, she's permitted to remarry anybody in the community. Menolon, how do we know, in fact, that Misas HaYavam makes her mutter? Kal v'chaymer, it's through a kal v'chaymer from an ordinary isha, an ordinary widow. Uma isha says, she b'chenek. Even an ordinarily married woman. An Ishus Ish carries a potential chenek penalty if one interacts with her as married. Right? Death by choking, Mrs. Habal Matirasa still. Once her husband passes away, she turns into a widow, and she can marry anybody she wishes, as we learned yesterday. It's a matir. Certainly a Yavama she will love. A Yavama who is limited, who is restricted from marrying out due to a law of restriction. Pasuk says, Loisiya Ishas Hamisa Chutzal Ishzor. It is a law of holding her back from marrying anybody other than Yavama. But it's a lesser, severe Isser. Loikoshkin, of course, when the Yavam passes away, she becomes mutter. Well, Mala Ishas Isha Yotibaget. She can Yotibaget. Perhaps an Ishas Isha is, on the one hand, more stringent. On the other hand, she has another option called get. So she has that advantage over the Yavama, so perhaps you can't compare. Toimar bezu she'eino yoytzebeget, as opposed to Yavama cannot just leave by way of a get. Well, says the Gemara, ha nami yoytzebechalitza. Well, she doesn't have a get, perhaps, but she has chalitza, which is a similar process. And Taisa says, chalitza's b'mokim get, it's instead of a get, it substitutes for a get. So Yavama and an ordinary Eishas Ish are on, you know, similar footing. And therefore we can learn one from the other. Ella rather says the Gemara, I have another distinction between the two. Mala Ishas Ish Shekein Oistra. You see, by the Ishas Ish, her own husband, who tied her down, so to speak, who restricted her by marrying her, in which case she became designated to him, he's the Oiser. He's the cause over her Iser. Now, when he passes away, Matira, he will be Matir. Basically, his presence generates Isser, and on the flip side, his absence makes Heter. It makes very much sense. But you don't have that formula by the Yavama, because the one who created the Isser was her first husband. Why is she standing around and waiting for Yibam? Because of the Kiddushin, because of her marriage with her departed husband. He's the source of the Isser. Now, you want that the Yavam's departure from the scene should make her mutter? It's a different person. He's not the Eiser. Omar Rashi, no, it's incorrect. Hanami Eiser Matira. in the Yavam situation as well. We have the Eiser being Mater. Why? Yavam Eisra. Yavam Sharila. If there's no Yavam, she's not a Yavama. The title Yavama is because she's awaiting the Yavam's Yivam, right? So in effect, he's the one making the Iser. And therefore, it makes perfect sense that if he departs, she's now Mutter. Okay, so in summation, Bia is Koine the Yavama, Chalitza or Misas HaYavam are Mater the Yavama. But what about an ordinary Ishes Ish? Going through Chalitza, does that help her? What about a Yavama receiving a get instead of Chalitza? What about that? Typically we assume not, right? Why not? Asks the Gemara, perhaps yes, but the Hey Ishes Ish Yoitza b'chalitza m'kal v'chomer, perhaps a Chalitza process can be Mater, a married woman, instead of a get. Or Ma Yavama she'ein o Yoitza b'get, Yoitza b'chalitza. If a Yavama who cannot utilize a get can utilize Chalitza, Zusha Yoitza b'get, an ordinary married woman who can receive a get, Ein o'din she Yoitza b'chalitza, doesn't it lend to reason that Chalitza as well can be effective? Or Makro, the pasuk says, no. Sefer Karisas, a get is called a cutting off document. That's the only thing that can affect that cut off, that separation. Sefer Karisa. Vengdavar Acher, no other process such as Chalitza can be, Karisa can cut her off. But what about Yivama using a get? With the Hey Yivama Yoitzis beget, also Mikavo Chaymer from an ordinary Isha. Oma Isha says Shein Yoitzis beChalitza, an ordinary wife cannot leave her husband by way of Chalitza. Yoitzis beget, still she can use a get. Zuchi Yoitzis beChalitza, Yivama kun go through Chalitza, ain't a din. Ain't din she yoytze beget, certainly. A get can be applicable to her as well. Amar Kro, we have a pasuk which says, kacha, this is by the parsha of by Chalitza. Kacha ye'asa l'ish, like in the Megillah, kacha ye'asa l'ish asha lo yivne es beis achiv. And whenever we have the word kacha, the kacha ikuva, it's absolute. This is the process and no other. So only Chalitza can work and not a get. Asks the Gemara, really? Kacha is so absolute. So whenever we have an absolute lashon like kacha or like chuka, like chayk, we can't, you know, insert and introduce another twist by way of a kal v'chomer. Take a look at the avoda of Yom Kippur. The pasuk speaks about the pair of goats, the Lashem and Lazazel. This was done by making a lottery to determine which goat will be brought as a Karban Chatas and which one will be brought out to the desert and thrown off the mountain. Goyrol is the lottery process which designates the goats. So you place, the lottery on this goat and the lottery on the other goat, and that's how you label them. And the pasuk says, we have Chayk, that the Avodah of Yom Kippur is absolute, non-negotiable. Voice lechem lechukas oilam. Right? So you would think Geirel is the only means, the only way to designate these goats, right? But Tanya, we have a brisa which suggests otherwise. V'aso chatas. Pasuk says, v'aso chatas, and it's an extra pasuk, to teach us ha-geirel oise chatas. Only the Geirel, by way of the lottery, can we make the chatas? Vein Hashem oise chatas, but you can't just verbally designate it as a chatas. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that? Sheyachal, because I would suggest that a kal v'chomer can teach us otherwise. V'aloi dinu. Uma b'makim shalei kiddush ha-geirel. Ordinarily, you buy a pair of birds. One is a chatas, one is an oil. You have to verbally designate it. You can't use a geirel. Shalei kiddush ha-geirel. Kiddush Hashem. Still, verbally designating it works. So even though it doesn't have the geirel system, but shame works, verbal designation works, verbal labeling makes it this one a chatas and this one noila. Right? Certainly, mokim shekidish a geirel in adin sheikalish Hashem. On Yom Kippur, those goats who can become designated by way of a girl, certainly a shame would work. Just verbally designating them. That's why the pasuk concludes with these words. absoluteness. Hagoyrol oiso chatos ve'en Hashem oise chatos. Only the goyrol, but not by way of verbalization. V'taima demate kro. It's only because we have a special meal. Holavachi, otherwise, dar shein kavachemer. We would go ahead and use the kavachemer to tell us otherwise. Afagav dechsev be'chukah, despite the fact that there is a loshon of chayk. So apparently, even when there's chayk, and in our case of the Yevama, even though it says kacha, perhaps you can negotiate, you can add things through a kavachemer. So who says you can't add the get process to a Yevama? That's why we need another drush, another pasuk, amakro. La, because of la sefer krisus. La v'loy Yevama. It only works by an ordinary isha, but not by the Yevama. Well, the emal alishma, perhaps la is coming to tell you that a get has to be written with her in mind, but not to exclude a Yevama. Trei lo ksivi, it says lo twice. Rashi says it says v'kasav lo initially, and then later on in Pasuk Gimel it says v'kasav lo sevi krisi. So we have it twice. One for lishma, one for excluding the Yevama from the get process. Asks the Gemara v'akati mi b'ele, but we still need those words for something else. Chad lo lishma, one law is for lishma, v'chad lo, v'idach lo, the other law is for another halacha. That you need one get per person. You can't use one get for two people. So the laws have been used up. None available to exclude Yevama from get. Elo makro, we have the other pasuk, Naal. Naal. In midi achrin aloi. You know, the pasuk says, Beis chalutz naal. Pasuk could simply say base chalu hachalutz. Why chalutz hanal? The extra nal here is coming to tell you that only chalitza, which utilizes a nal, a shoe, nal in that works by the yivama midachrin loy, but another process such as get does not work. V'hai nal hochid asa, is the nal coming for this? Hami bayle, look at the sun, it's needed for something else. It says v'chalta na'aloy mayim. Al Ragloi, right? She removes his shoe from his foot. Na'aloi teaches us, Ainli elo na'aloi. Perhaps only if it belongs to him. Can you do chalitza? Na'al shall call Adam an aloi. What if the na'al belongs to his friend? Tamalema na'al na'al riba. That's why it says na'al again. So we need it for this halacha. That we can use even a stranger's shoe. Im came, if only for that, matamalema na'aloi. Why would it say na'aloi? It could just say na'al. Na'aloi, personal. Na'aloi haro uloi. Right? So 1 second. So let's just back up. So na'al ishikladim in aloi. Tamalim in na'al. Na'al riba. Right? So that's what we have, the extra na'al. Now this is just a braisa. Sorry. The braisa just continues. If so, why does it say na'aloi? If it doesn't have to belong to him, it doesn't have to be his shoe. In kema tamaloi mena'aloi. Na'aloi haro'i loi. It's coming to tell you that the shoe has to fit him. Prat the gadol, as opposed to an oversized shoe, she'ein yachal lahalach boi, which, you know, he has a hard time walking with. Or prat the cotton, as opposed to an undersized shoe, she'ein chayves reglagloi, which doesn't cover most of his foot. Or prat the mesulim, as opposed to a shoe without a sole, without a she'ein loi eke, which doesn't have either a sole or a heel. Bottom line is, it doesn't have a bottom. So the extra na'al has been used for this drasha. It's unavailable for our drasha to exclude a yivama from get. Answers the Gemara in Cain. If it were so that the pasuk is just coming to teach us, that the extra na'al is just coming to teach us, that you can use someone else's a shoe, nichtev kor na'al. The pasuk would say, na'al without hanal. My hanal, why does it say the extra hey? Hanal shma mismo tarti. That will teach us the other halacha as well. That the only way to be matir or yivam is through chalitza as opposed to get. So bottom line is, it says na'al twice. It says once, v'chotza na'aloi ma'al ragloi. That teaches us that it has to fit him. What about using his friend's shoe? That's why it says na'al again. Pays chalitza na'al, but why ha na'al? That's for the other halacha. Only chalitza can apply to a yevama as opposed to a get. So bottom line is, you're kaini a get through bia, you matir her through chalitza, or misa sayavam, but get does not work on yevama, nor does chalitza work on an ordinary eishes ish. Okay. Now begins a brand new sugya, a brand new mishnah. Eved Ivri. How does one acquire a Jewish slave? Nikne b'kesef u'b'shtar. You can acquire him through paying, through kesef, or a shtar, a document. In which case, the eved will, write, "I am being sold to you," and give the shtar to the potential buyer. The koine atzmoi. How does he, go free? Bishanim, either once his 6 year, 10 year is up, he's been sold for 6 years, right? As a pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim tells us, once 6 years are up, he goes free. Uba yovel, or if the yovel year, which is the 50th year of the yovel cycle, shmita cycle, that shows up, even midway through his 6 year period, uba groin kesef, or by way of redemption. If he somehow manages to obtain some money, he can refund himself. He can redeem himself using giroin kesef. Now, why is it called giroin? Giroin means to deduct. So basically, the master will now deduct for time served. Suppose he paid $600 in anticipating 6 years of work. Right? He works for 6 years and then he leaves. So 3 years are gone. So now the Torah instructs him to facilitate his Eved's redemption by deducting 3 years, $300 for time served, and as long as the Eved gives him the extra 300, leftover balance, he goes free. So how does the Eved come in? Kesef and Shtar. How does he leave? Once his 6 years are up, or Yovel arrives, or Giroi and Kesef. You say to Olav, Oma Ha'ivriya, a Jewish maidservant has one advantage, one extra method of leaving. Once she reaches adulthood, she becomes a na'ara, 12 years, and she exhibits those signs of maturity, she's free to go. So this is in addition to those three methods that the Eved Ivri can employ, Shanim and Yovel and Geron and Kesef. Hanirza, an Eved whose earlobe was drilled through due to the fact that he opted to stay on after his 6 years were up. Nikne b'ritzia, how do you acquire him? Through this ritzia process, through boring his ear. Bekoines atzmei, how does he gain independence? B'yovel, if yovel arrives, or u'b'mita sa'adoin, if the master passes away. Now Rashi points out that misa sa'adoin is only going to let him go if in fact he's an eved nirza, right? Once he gets to the point of nirza, then misa sa'adoin is matir him. But this is not a way to go free by the ordinary Eved Ivri, who's still within his first 6 years. In that case, we say, even if the master passes away, the Eved carries over to the sons of the owner. Okay, so bottom line is, Eved Ivri goes in through Kesef and Shtar, leaves through Shanim, Yovel, and Geron Kesef, Amavriya leaves through Simanim as well, Nirtza comes in through Ritzia, and leaves either through Yovel or Misa Sa'adim. Asks the Gemara, Eved Ivri nikna v'kesef minolah. How do we know that we acquire an Eved Ivri through kesef? Amakra, mi kesef mi knasa. Actually, this pasuk is relating to a case where an Eved Ivri was sold to a goy. And the pasuk speaks about redeeming that Eved. Right? So how do you do that? By refunding mi kesef mi knasa. Some of the money which was used to purchase, some of the sale money. So basically that teaches us that it can be purchased with kesef, right? Because if kesef is used to refund, and that's part of the kesef used to purchase him, evidently you can buy him with kesef. Amakram kesef, Knasim Malamid, this teaches us nikna b'kesef. Okay, pretty clear. Ashkan Eved Ivri, Hanim Kel Eved Kechavim. So perhaps this only applies when he's being sold to a guy. Why? Because as Rashi explains, how does a guy purchase things generally? through kesef. He doesn't have the kinyan of meshicha like a Yisrael has. So perhaps it makes sense now that, yeah, he can be kind of the eved through kesef, as opposed to a Yisrael, perhaps he needs more than that. Perhaps, you know, in addition to kesef, he needs to do a chazakah, to actually, you know, have the eved serve him, etc. Perhaps kesef is not sufficient to acquire an eved ivri. Ashkan eved ivri hanimkal eved kichavim. Hoyel v'chal kinyanim v'kesef. But nimkal Yisrael menolan, what about an eved ivri sold to a yid? Oma krove hefta. This is a pasuk, actually, by the Oma ha'ivriya, the Jewish maidservant, who's on her way out, who again is redeeming herself by, you know, providing her owner with a refund for the, you know, time remaining. Malamed shemegaras b'dyani v'yoytze, right here as well, the owner would facilitate that refund system, he'll deduct for time served. So again, this is a pretty clear indication that she was initially acquired by way of money. Okay, asks the Gemara, well, ashkan amo evriya, that works very well. By the amo evriya, that you do the kinyan through kesef, hoyalu mikacha b'kesef, because keep in mind, she's an isha, who has the ability to become misgadish, become mekudish as a wife to a person through kesef. Miknaya b'kesef. So perhaps that's why you acquire her as an omer with kesef as well, because it's a method that applies to an isha. Eved ivri minel. What about a male slave? Omer kro, we have the pasuk which says like this. Ki yumachar lecha, ochicha, ha-ivri, oy ha-ivriya, v'avotcha she'ishanam. So the pasuk is bunching together the Eved Ivri, together with the Ivriya, the Amma HaIvriya. So either one will be sold to you. That Hekesh allows us to apply Kinyan Kesef to the Ivri just as it applies to the Ivriya. Makesh Ivri LeIvriya, we connect the man to the woman, and we say just as Kesef works by the Amma Ivriya, it works by the Eved Ivri as well. Now, this Pasuk Ki Yimach Lecha is speaking where Bezdin sold the Eved. Suppose, you know, he robbed a bank and he doesn't have to pay, so the Bezdin will go ahead and sell him as a slave to compensate for his you know, victims, right? Ashkachan Machru Bezdin. So perhaps only in that case, when Bezdin sold the Eved, we say, well, Kesef can do the trick. Because, you know, there's another interesting twist here. He sold against his will. So perhaps that allows us to sell him with by means of Kesef as well. You don't need, you know, the additional element of Chazakah. What if he sells himself as an Eved? Who says Kesef is sufficient? Answers the Gemara, Yoliv Sachir Sachir. We have another connection. This time it's a gzeirah shava. We find the word sachir. When one sells himself, that's called moicher atzmoi. We have the word sachir. When bezdin sells him, it's called mecharu bezdin. So in both contexts, we have the lashon sachir. That allows us to make that connection. And just like mecharu bezdin sells him, it can be done through kesef. Likewise, if he sells himself. Now, hanich lemandu yolov sachir, that works well. According to the opinion that subscribes to this gzeru shava sachar sachar. Okay, so we have that connection. Elo lamanda loyal of sachar sachar. But apparently there is a shita which does not subscribe to this gzeru shava. And according to them, ma'ikala meimar. Where's the connection? How do we know that moicher atzmoi can do it through kesef? The answer is, we have another source, amakra, v'chi sasik. So this is actually a pasuk describing selling himself to a goy, to a non-Jew. So that's the second parsha, further down. And above that parsha on the Torah, we have the psukim describing one selling himself to a Yisrael. And there is a vav in between connecting the two, connecting the lower parsha, selling to a goy, to the upper parsha, stated above it, describing selling himself to Yisrael. Moisaf al inyan rishon. So the parsha below, parsha number 2, connects itself to the previous parsha. It's an add-on, so to speak. That allows us to connect the two things and actually to learn from the parsha below back up to the parsha before that. V'ilamid elyon mitachten. And therefore, we learn from here that the Eved who is sold to Yisrael, which is described in the Elyon, in the previous parsha, that kinyan can be done through kesef, just as tachten, just as the Eved sold to the guy discussed in the parsha below. Okay, so bottom line is, all types of avodim can be nikne through kesef, whether it's an Eved Ivri sold to Yisrael, sold to a guy, whether he's selling himself, or whether Bezdin is selling him, or whether it's an Amma HaIvriya. Now we made, you know, mention to about a shita, about an opinion which does not hold of the Gzera Shava Sachir Sachir. I'm going to try to find that shita. We're going to do some investigation to find, to locate that shita. Uman Tana de Loyal of Sachir Sachir. Who is this Manda Omar? Who does not hold of this Gzera Shava Sachir Sachir to connect Moicher Atzmoy to Machru Bezn, an Eved selling himself as a slave to the slave sold by Bezn. Hi Tanu, it's actually the following Tana mentioned in the following Brisa. We'll begin this Brisa here and start discussing it, and you know, part of it we'll leave for tomorrow, Bezes Hashem. Hi Tanu, the Sanya. Amecher Atzma, Limkin Ashesh. You know, there are four distinctions, four differences between an Eved who sells himself, who volunteers himself as a slave, as opposed to one sold through Bezn. Four differences, according to the Tanakhama. Hamoicher Atzmai, when he sells himself, Nimka L'Sheish, V'yasser Al-Sheish, he has a choice. It can be a six-year deal, or even more. Machru Bezn, in Nimka L'Sheish, however, an Eved sold through Bezn, it's a limited term, a six-year term. Number two, Hamoicher Atzmai, in Nitzah. The concept of making an Eved Nirtza, as discussed in the Mishnah, boring his earlobe, extending his term, that doesn't apply when he sells himself. Mecheru Bezdin, Nirtza. If Bezdin sells him, yep. Moicher Atzmai Ein Manikim Loi. When one sells himself as a slave, on his way out, he doesn't get, you know, his parting gifts from his owner. Mecheru Bezdin, Manikim Loi. But yep, when Bezdin sells him, he gets the Ha'anaka gift. Hamoicher Atzmai Ein Rabbi Moise Loi Shecha Kananis. When one sells himself as a slave, his master has no right to have him spend time with a shifcha knanis to generate offspring for him. No, that's not part of his commitment. Machru Bezn, yep, Rabbi Moshe le shifcha knanis. So that's the Tanakama, giving us four distinctions. Rabbi Lazar Omer, no, it's all one and the same. Whether he sells himself, or whether he sold through Bezn, it's all the same deal. Zev ze einu nimker le sheish, it's a six-year deal. Zev ze nirtza, ritzia applies to both. V'zeh v'zeh manikim loy, ha'anaka, the parting gifts are given to either one. V'zeh v'zeh, Rabbi Moshe lo shilcha knamis. Okay, so that's the price. My love, shall we not assume, Bokeh Miflgei, the Machlokes, is all about this question. Do we connect the two through the Gzera Shava or not? Tanakama lo yol of Sachar Sachar. Tanakama does not hold of this Gzera Shava. And therefore, Moicher Atzmai is treated differently than Machru Bezn. For Rabbi Lezer yol of Sachar Sachar. Whereas Rabbi Lezer does connect the two things, and therefore they're all on the same program. Is that so? Amar Rav Tavyumi, Mishmei Dabai. No, not necessarily. Dikuli Amu Yolov Sachar Sachar. Perhaps both Shitas, even Tanakama, agrees to the connection of Sachar Sachar. V'ocha by Kroka Miflgi, the Machlokes, and this Brisa revolves around these Psukim. My time of the Tanakama, so let's take it apart one by one. Why is it that the Tanakama holds? My time of the Tanakama, the Amar Moicher Atzmai Nimka L'Sheish. Then when you sell yourself, you're not limited to a six-year term. It can be six, it can be eight, it can be ten. Why is it different than your standard Eved, which the Torah clearly establishes as a six-year term? Miet Rachmona. Gavi Mirchuru Bezn. Vavadcha Sheishanim. Look, there is a special exemption. When Bezn sells the Eved, it says Vavadcha, you. That's a miyad, only this one. Zev alei meicher atzmai. But a meicher atzmai can go past 6 years. So there's a special drasha that a meicher atzmai can extend his term. V'idach. Now Rabbi Lezer evidently disagrees. What does he say? Vavadcha is coming to tell you l'cha v'lei liyarish. That if the the Eved, that the if the slave master passes away, leaves behind, you know, a brother or a sister who's Yerushim, then the Eved does not transfer to them. A son, yes, but not another relative. So the pasuk is for that. V'idach, how does Tanakama know this halacha? Avotcha achrin aksiv. Well, actually, the word avotcha is mentioned again, and that's coming to tell us this halacha. V'idach, what does it have to do with the other one? Hahu la'artzas adonu de'asa. Well, that pasuk is coming to placate the master. Because that pasuk in Mishnah is char socher avotcha in the context of the ha'anaka gift, that you have to, you know, give him parting gifts on the way out. Well, we have to placate and satisfy and appease the owner. Why it's costing him so much money to release the Eved? Well, you know what? Keep in mind, this fellow really was committed to you and he worked very hard serving you, and therefore the Torah has to, you know, go out of its way to explain that to the owner. Ki mishne schar sacher avotcha, and you know, be generous in giving him those you know, bonus gifts on the way out. So that's what it's coming for. Okay, now the Gemara will proceed and discuss the other three distinctions that the Tanakhama presents between the Moichar Atzmei and the Mechor Bezdin, and we'll try to figure out the point of Machlekes between himself and Rabbi Lezer, which, as we said, is unrelated to the question of Sachar Sachar, which everybody theoretically subscribes to. Okay, that's it for today. So what did we learn? We learned about the Yevama, Bia is Kaina, Chalitza or Misas HaAdain, or Misas HaYavam, is Mater HaLashuk, Chalitza is strictly for Yevama, not for Eishes Ish. Get is strictly for the Eishes Ish, not for the Yevama. We have Psukim for that. Eved Ivri is Niknet through Kesef Shtar, and is Kaina is Atzmoy, when the 6 years are up, or Yovel arrives, or by way of redemption. Amar Vriya has the Simonim system to leave as well. Nirtza is Nikna through Tzia. He gains freedom through Yovel or Misa Sa'adoin. We learn from Psukim that you can be kind of any sort of Eved Ivri through Kesef, whether he's selling himself or Bezdin selling him, whether he's being sold to Yisrael or to a Goy, whether an Amar Vriya is the one being sold. And we discussed Gzeira Shavah Sachar Sachar. I'm still trying to figure out who is the one that does not hold of that Gzeira Shavah. We continue with the Braisa, where Tanakama mentions four differences between Moichar Atzmai and Mechor Bezdin. Rav Lezer says, well, they're all one and the same. All the best to you and Hatzlacha Rabbah.